fans, what's good with you? It's time for another edition of Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop, presented this week by Patty Anderson Photography, the official photographers of the Charleston Colonials. I'm Alvin Washington. With me on the phone, as always, the head coach and general manager of the Charleston Colonials, Hunter Bishop. What's up, coach?
Doing great, Alvin. How are you?
Rocking and rolling. I tell you, tough weekend in the Queen City last week when the Colonials traveled to take on the Charlotte Rush. We saw them in the Cross Carolina series before the season, and they were as good as advertised. And now this time around, let's start with the premieres. A couple of 3-point losses, 5-2 on the 12th, 6-3 on the 13th. But it wasn't like you weren't in both of those contests either.
Yeah, they were both one goal games for a good part of them. For me, the words that I expressed to our group here was against these top end teams, and really any team in this league, you can't afford to have mental lapses, and that's what happened. Our defensive awareness was not sharp, not anywhere near it needed to be. Obviously, Charlotte's a well-established, a top club in this league, a team that will most likely have to go through to get to the top. And on those nights, you have to be ready to play 60 full minutes and be detailed all the way through, or you'll get a result like we had this weekend.
Taking a look at the game on the 12th, one of the bright spots, Chance DeSanta got his team-leading sixth goal of the year, but it was pretty much in garbage time at that point. Devin Stroya started the scoring with his fourth of the year. Mac Diver picked up a pair of assists. He's now up to a team-best 11. But you're absolutely right. In between those two goals, Charlotte just put on a five-goal rush that I'm not sure they were really mentally ready to come back from.
Yeah, obviously you dig yourself a hole. The deeper it is, the harder it is to get out. But like I said before, a couple mental, a good segment of that game where we just weren't mentally sharp, and the good teams will sting you.
Looking at the game on the 13th, this too was a one-goal affair for a good portion of the game. As a matter of fact, you got to the third period only down 4-3, but unfortunately, when you got to the third period, it was all Charlotte from that point forward. They won that one 6-3, and they outshot you in a 2-1 margin, including a 16-5 ledger in that third period.
Yep, like I said, we definitely were not good enough in that third. I thought in that game overall, we weren't very disciplined, especially in timely moments. And Charlotte has a great power play, and they'll score goals. So, given the opportunity, like I said before, it's got to be a 60-minute hockey game. We're not going to beat the top clubs in this team playing anything less than that.
Talking with Coach Hunter Bishop of the Charleston Colonials here on Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop, presented by Patty Anderson Photography. A couple of bright spots from the premier weekend. Chance DeSanta and Mac Diver are definitely moving up the scoring charts. Mac's right now, over that weekend, he's now up to 12 assists on the year, and that leads the club.
Yeah, he's Mac Diver's a special character in our room, special person. He's a guy that I knew in the first 2 minutes that he'd be a possible captain and leader of this group. To me, Mac Diver's a tier two hockey player. He should be at the next level, and for whatever reason, hasn't found the right opportunity yet. We're extremely grateful to have him here. He's led this club up to this point, and he's continued to have success because he does the details right, and I know the guys respect and they follow him.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll recap the elite side of the coin, and they too, unfortunately, took it on the chin as well. This is Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop. I'm Alvin Washington, and you're listening to the Colonials Media Network.
When you want to feel close to your favorite team's action, count on Patty Anderson Photography. When you want that professional look for your local club, count on Patty Anderson Photography. Patty has covered amateur and pro clubs across the Carolinas and Virginia and can make your team feel like it's in the big leagues. To get your club connected to Patty, go online at www.patiea.com. PennyAndersonPhotography.com. Patty Anderson Photography in Somerville, the official photographer of the Charleston Colonials.
We're back here on the Colonials Media Network. The name of the show is Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop. You hear it each and every Wednesday right here on the Colonials Media Network. I'm Alvin Washington. Hunter Bishop, head coach and GM of the Charleston Colonials, with me. All right, looking at the elite season, you kind of knew from the first few games that the elite squad was going to take their lumps. Unfortunately, this has been a growing theme almost all season. One of those games, the elite Colonials are going to get shut out. The 12th was unfortunately indicative of that, 9-0. They did manage to score two goals in a 7-2 getaway game, but you know, it's been tough for the elites as of late.
Yeah, they obviously had a tough weekend. Not the result we wanted by any means, and certainly not the effort that we expect out of these guys. And the important part is that these guys are on an upward trend, and I've seen it from the beginning of the year to this point. And as bad as this weekend went, there was moments of positivity within this group. You can never accept losing, and these guys have to be able to continue to fight no matter what happens in a game. And I think at moments, it almost seemed like we shut down. And as a group, it's something that we're addressing. And you certainly can't ever have that within your group. But like I said before, this group is doing better and better every day. We're making strides in the right direction. Obviously, we're going to have our ups and downs, but as long as we're moving in the right way and doing the little things right, you know, details is a big focus this week, the details of the game, and I think that's what we got away from this weekend was the details. And this group has to be tight in that manner of hockey. We have to be a detailed club. We got to play physical. We have to be hard on pucks. There's certainly some growing pains and some learning lessons that we can take from the weekend. But the important thing is how we respond, and we have a huge opportunity here at home to respond in the right way, and that's what we're focused on this week.
What's the status on elite goaltender James Palmer from the home opening weekend altercation?
There's no status there, Alvin.
Understood. As we're talking with Hunter Bishop, the head coach of the Charleston Colonials, here on Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop, presented by Patty Anderson Photography. Let's look ahead to this weekend. Tampa Bay is coming through. We've had Tampa Bay's number in showcase action. Now we get to try and put some 4 points on the board during division play. And this is a very important division homestand, because right behind them are the Eels, the division-leading Eels. But let's focus on this Saturday and Sunday. What is our matchups looking like coming into the weekend?
Well, obviously, we're breaking down film all week on the Tampa club. I think, but really, at this point, I think we're focused on what our identity is, what details we absolutely want to focus on, break the games into smaller goals so that we can have some clear direction of how to turn this ship around and at the elite level. So we're going to have a really tough week. I'm preparing these guys to battle, because we got to have a lot of compete. And, you know, ultimately, I think we got to get back to playing the right way of hockey and back to what makes us successful, because we have had success. So we need to focus on what made us successful in those moments and be more consistent at it.
That is Coach Hunter Bishop of the Charleston Colonials, joining us as always on Anchor Down with Hunter Bishop. This Saturday, they get right back at it at home at the Carolina Ice Palace. It'll be the Tampa Bay Juniors taking on your Charleston Colonials. Elites this Saturday at 5 o'clock Eastern. Premieres get going at 7:45. Coach, as always, thanks for the love. Thanks for the knowledge. Let's get four more on the board here.
Looking forward to seeing you back in the South, Alvin.
This is Anchored Down with Hunter Bishop. I'm Alvin Washington on the Colonials Media Network.